All right, whatever. He's asking me a question. About
so this campaign assumes that you guys are already a group, right?
Yeah.
So you start in Yawning Portal, which is a really like popular tavern. It's also an inn. It's located in the center of Castleward. It's like here.
Oh, cool. We're in the rich people area.
Neat.
We're not in the ghettos.
It gets its name from a big gaping hole in like the center of the place where it leads to an under mountain. You have to pay 50 gold to go down. So everybody roll a d20 for how drunk you are on a scale of 1 to 100.
So with this dice.
Yeah, and then you write it down.
Oh, 5. That's so nice.
17.
What'd you roll?
5.
Okay.
So me and Jane are the least amount
5.
Of I did a
d20. Yeah. 11.
Light drinkers.
Lyle's the least drunk.
I'm an alcoholic, I'm the least drunk.
Okay, so apparently Ezra's the only one who's actually drunk. So Ezra, you get the poison status effect.
What'd you get? What'd you roll?
At
17. Oh my god, you're really drunk.
So, wait, does everyone have, like, their starting gold and everything?
I got 15.
What do I got? What I got? What do I call?
I'm Kermit. I'm on Kermit.
So, what do you guys think you'll be doing gold. In the tavern while you're just chilling there? Before I start the first thing?
Waiting for something to happen.
How do I know, okay. How do I know my gold? I don't know. I can't find it. No one put it on.
Should we introduce our characters also?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, wait, not doing it. Dude, what I was talking. I gotta, okay, so, as a what'd you say?
I'm gonna try this gin and put me on
this. Okay. This is not everything he needs.
Hold on, I think there's another sheet.
Yeah, this is that yours? This is
can awesome I, like, yours. Describe my character?
One second. You start with 25 CP. Okay, you go.
Right.
Walk a bit closer to the phone if you want.
So, at one seat at the end of the table, where are we sitting?
It's a table. It's just a circular table. We're all sitting around 8, drinking. Right. Apparently not much.
Sitting at a table, he's got like 1/3 of a beer left. Okay.
Yeah, and that's your character.
He's pretty big and red.
What's his race?
Yeah, what's his race?
Draconic.
Okay, dragonborn.
With some cool-looking armor on.
What kind of armor? Okay. You have disadvantage on stealth rolls with Chainville.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. I'm not a stealth-based character.
No one is. You ever maybe Caleb?
Actually, I'm a tracky-based character.
Oh yeah, by the way, Caleb, you can have a subclass, which is use magic.
I know.
Literally every character has a subclass that can use magic.
Not fighter.
Fighter has a subclass that can use magic.
Introduce a character.
So, I'm also there, apparently not drinking much. I was part of the city guard. I am a ranger, I suppose.
A ranger? Yeah, so
and
he's got
I have... What kind of armor? I have, leather armor. I decided not to pick pad armor, because...
it kind of sucks. Disadvantage on attack rolls, and you only get 10 AC.
I also have a dagger in hand.
I don't know what you said.
A longbow.
You're almost like intoxicated, but you're only you're pretty drunk, but you're not completely drunk. So it doesn't affect you. It's just essentially if you roll 15 or higher, it's bad.
No.
I'm Alex, the DM. Jane, your turn.
What?
Introducing characters. We've got Peyton. So far.
Like myself and the character.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh boy. I'm Jed and the person I'm playing is Grandalf. Or is Solomon it's supposed to be Gandalf?
Yeah, whatever. Disney back off.
Disney doesn't own Lord of the Rings.
It owns everything like a little bit.
Yeah, dude. What are you on?
It owns his house a little bit.
So what are you doing up at that table?
I am currently talking to the barkeep and surrounding people about my adventures around the world.
Nice.
I've been places, you know.
During the barkeep.
Yeah.
Who goes next? Okay, sir.
Yo, sir. I'm playing a forest gnome. I'm sitting at the table with like 5 empty cups of ale.
Oh yeah, you are quite drunk. Are you taking other people's ale, or are you just ordering more for yourself?
I'm ordering more for myself.
Okay.
Alright, he's about to get this clap.
The deep clap.
So, Ezra, you're disadvantaged on, like,
why is Ezra in the middle of the table?
Everything.
He's drunk.
He's all 17 the... drunk, conscious.
I'm yelling, I am the table while standing on the table.
Nice. What, can you introduce your character? He's not done.
His name is Lloyd
Kruger. On the spot. He doesn't even have...
Oh yeah, I got to introduce my character.
Oh yeah, what's your character?
You gotta think of something
my
quick.
Character name is Floris Mere...
Oh, Floris Madathy.
Madathy.
Mimadathy.
Madathy.
It's got like a 23 character name. Oh, just keep picking random so you get a long name. Oh, thanks. Lyle, you wanna go next? Oh yeah, we should probably say Lyle got his character sheet like 2 minutes prior.
Just... Oh yeah, I forgot my trick.
He's a paladin.
The dragonborn paladin is named Drakon because.
Yeah, you never
even
said
very
that.
On it original.
Alright,
say the character's name, please.
Is Lyle a Carmax employee? Oh, this is the one. Well,
Say the name.
I am Justin.
No, you're Carmax employee. That's
I'm
the name.
His name is Carmax employee.
I'm
not employed. This is why we don't pay
the personality
traits.
Yeah,
right. Say the character.
I'm an alcoholic and I'm crazy.
Weird and AA meaning
what
here.
Class is it? What class is he?
Hi, I'm
Carmax employee.
Yeah,
employee.
What?
What class are you, Carmax employee?
He was supposed to be an
artist. I'm a wizard.
What? You're a loser?
You're a loser.
I'm Jacob, and my character's
Jason
name is Alistair, and he's a bard.
Mason can't make it because he doesn't have a ride.
I can illegally drive and get him if he needs it.
Yeah, he's just gonna play Fortnite.
Yeah. Whatever,
so. He's gonna play with his female game.
Gamer
girl.
Those
okay,
gamer girls.
I'm gonna try to steal Floros.
They can't see name. Playing.
Gandalf.
No, I'm just going through the names. Oh yeah, Grandalf. Forgot. Lloikrin, Drakon, Carmax employee, and Alistair.
You remember that Alistair. Name and not mine?
I made the name.
Oh.
Okay. So you guys start in, of course, the town of Waterdeep, the tavern. One of you is quite drunk. Alistair? There.
Either or.
I'm gonna say Alistair.
Okay.
He's not completely drunk, but he's getting there. Happens here is a few what seems to be weirdly tattooed people walk in. They've got multiple eyes tattooed all over themselves, and they approach Yagra? Yagra?
Wait.
Yagra?
Yeah, Yagra Stonefist.
You would not.
Yagra.
Oh.
Yagra Stonefist.
Dang.
Yeah, so, 5 people walk up to Yagra Stonefist, and one of them goes, whoops, page. Oi, you be killing one of my mates, do ya? And so Yagra stands up and goes, oh, I do. No, I can't have a girl voice, what do you think I'm retarded?
Hey, right now, hold on.
So yeah, and so they're gonna go into a fist fight. Immediately, Yagra is gonna punch one of the like main guys who has the most meta tattoos right in the skull.
Okay, can we get out?
I like myself a little bit of bar fight.
Okay, I gotta grab my Ziploc bag.
I need my visual.
Wait. You got a Ziploc bag.
I got a Ziploc bag.
Jeez.
You have no idea.
Don't worry, I got it, boys. Don't worry about it.
Just ignore this, okay? Oh, he's a long schlong.
I got it, man. Don't worry about it.
They're using their fingers.
I got it, man.
Yeah, yeah. He is a long schlong, so that's what that is.
No.
I don't know, man. Just tucked it back.
We're trying to keep it family friendly.
Yeah.
See, I said schlong. Okay.
That's not family friendly.
No. It's reverse.
Are you sure about that?
Ew.
Okay, hold on. So, Ezra, you're a poison.
Yep. Ha. Noob.
You are a noob.
You are.
No, you.
No, you. Uno reverse card.
Oh! I play another one.
2 Uno reverse cards.
You better stop drinking that, and otherwise you're gonna get the clap.
Ezra.
Yo.
So, since you're poisoned, you have a disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Yo, alright.
Yeah.
So you gotta roll twice and
get disadvantage at the lowest this. Number.
I play the whole Alex. Deck.
I forgot to show you, it's right here. The robot with the mustache right there.
What now?
He's referring to my DM screen. I've got the water.
Ooh. Have you saved on my phone?
So wait, so you know how you talked always about ready. How we talked about always the retractable ready. Thing? That's still
no, I'm not.
No, man.
Oh. Come on, I want to retractable.
The dude, no, Mason's gonna reject the ride. It's not gonna come.
Like, oh no, I can't.
He does that. He does that.
He's
all
gonna
time.
Say, oh, I can't come because my parents are letting me.
That's not true. He just wants to play PS4, 5, and they're gonna be beating. She is gonna be here. The main guy is right here. They're gonna be behind, more towards the entrance of the bar.
I mean, why he looks like Gandalf?
So
you are Gandalf.
I'm Gandalf.
So they're gonna be fighting, right?
There's a whole staff,
and the fight breaks out. So. They're throwing hands. It's just the two of them right now that are fighting. The rest are kind of watching. What do you guys want to do?
I crack my knuckles and say I like myself a good bar fight.
Okay.
I laugh.
I start reciting the lyrics to Sicko Mode as I run towards.
Sicko Mode has not been invented yet.
You can't sing Sicko Mode if you don't know it. It's not a meme campaign. So you're. No,
you just sing Africa by Toto.
Hasn't been invented yet either.
That's next year.
2019. So
I'm working on it.
Wait, who's running up?
I don't know, Jaden, I think.
So I am.
You and
and I run up also.
A little bit of shocking grass.
And Peyton, your friend is fighting this guy right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm running up.
Yeah, and so by the time you guys push through this,
that modify shocking grass like the same effect, but like
okay.
You just need brass knuckles.
No, but he's a wizard.
I'm a wizard,
yeah,
though.
He has brass knuckles that when he uses shocking grass.
No, it would conduct it back to me.
Shocking grass is an action.
No, then you have rubber on the. You wear
so
rubber gloves.
You would have
them.
To have action surge in order to do it. And he can't have action surge because he's a level 1 wizard. So,
oh, yes,
so by the time you guys push through, Yagra. I heard name so hard. Yagra Stonefist has this guy on the ground, right? And he's beating the crap out. She's beating the crap out of him. And he finally goes unconscious.
Are they gonna join in?
Alright.
I'm gonna go in and like shock and grasp my fist.
You don't know that though.
Wait. I take a perception to see which one is like the strongest out of all of them.
No.
I'm gonna just laugh.
The strongest one is currently on the ground right now. He's got tattoos like that are various colors across his face.
I'm just gonna go for the one
I don't know they're gonna fight yet though. Correct?
What?
So like their leader's down. I don't know they're gonna start engaging it because they haven't.
No,
been,
you
right?
don't.
So, judging by the fact that I don't know that, would I be able to, like, roll?
Violas, your friend is the one that is. Wait, is she the one that's being tackled or is she the one that is. No. She's the one that's holding down this guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's,
I don't know
they
what.
Got the tattoos.
I don't know what I roll. I want to roll to find out what the tattoos
no,
and the
no
guy.
No, I got an idea.
You wouldn't recognize him.
Can I roll for intimidation and say, hey, yo, you guys are going to join in? Otherwise, you're
going to be. They don't recognize you, but you could try to roll.
Alright, so I got a plus 5.
Say the number,
5.
By the way. Once you roll, say the number. Out loud.
Alright, so now I got a plus 5.
In the box.
The
box.
In the box.
Box.
In the no. box.
Oh, what do you know? Yeah, so
4.
You go.
So I got
hey, you better get out of here. Actually, what do you want to say?
Hey, yo, you better not join in, otherwise you're going to be a problem.
And look at you. I've got nothing to do with you. And so they're all going to run up to this person.
Well, dang.
And start beating her up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fall over.
They just teleport around.
No, they.
Can I swing though? Am I able to swing?
You want to join the fight?
Yeah, I would like
I'm
to join the fight.
Okay, so why are you joining the fight? I just want to know.
She's friend.
Good job. Okay, so both of you guys roll for initiative.
Wait.
Oh, only you two. Unless you guys can join. The
fight. I sigh and say, I wonder if Durnan will
13.
Pay me if I deal with this.
I got a 9.
Do you say that to Durnan?
I don't know. I
rolled
a 7,
but I got 9.
My
friend is
dirty.
Can I use weapons in this fight?
It wouldn't be suggested. This is more of a bar fight than just punching each other.
Good thing I got
exception.
What do you add to your
Just take a beer mug and smash it.
What do you add to your unarmed strike?
Nothing.
It's like, I mean, like, for the wooden. Hit.
Or
no,
yeah,
nothing.
Nothing.
So it's like... No, not like the attack, like the damage to, like...
Blood,
nothing.
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 Both two.
Unless you're like a monk. Nothing.
Yeah.
It just does two solid damage.
No, I'm saying, like, for the roll to be able to.
Nothing.
It's gotta, like,
maybe,
be above may, their,
I think,
like,
and, armor I think maybe
class.
Your dexterity modifier, but than that, I don't know.
No, when, like, you're trying to hit someone with a fist, you had nothing.
Okay.
I did nothing when I was fistified on the people in previous
campaigns. I remember. We were rolling d4s, which is actually wrong.
So fist is unarmed strike?
Yeah.
Yeah, fist, yeah.
I'm wait, learning.
They're all medium size.
They're all yeah, they're bandits and they're just beating the crap out of Jagger right now. What's your guys?
I got
13.
9.
I should write that down, shouldn't I? Where's the pencil? Never mind. I got a pencil.
You want to use
a
pencil?
Drop the pencil. Got the pencil.
He is pencil.
You are pencil.
Oh god.
I use your head to write.
Do pencil.
My fingers are. My
yeah,
hands
I wanna,
are knives.
My I wanna hands rush are knives. In. I'm gonna try to keep all the furniture and stuff undamaged, because, like...
So, yeah, you're gonna play it safe.
Have you seen that?
I don't want the table's damaged, because, like, my friend's the barkeep. That's expensive.
I can't, my fingers are not... My fingers... He walks around. My hands and fingers, oh my god!
Yep, so... I've got initiatives of 20, 13, 12, 10.
I got 13. So you said you had a 20?
Mm-hmm.
He goes first.
Okay. So this guy is going to hit. He's going to try to roll for hit. 13 plus. 13 plus 13. Plus 3. So that does hit. Wait, no, he's not hitting with a weapon. He's doing an unarmed strike. That does not hit then. So he's going to punch Jaeger. He's just going to like, he's going to hit and then his fist is just going to slide off for. Because it's not going to deal any damage. And then Jane, your turn.
So first, I want to yell two things. First one would be, don't damage the tables. And the second one is, don't let Lorcan fight. He's drunker than a freaking skunk at the moment.
he's still behind you guys. He hasn't decided to join.
I'm just on the
ground.
They're
going to
join pretty quick after what I do. If I join
it, I'll
fall over.
You're going to hit him with a weapon?
No. My plan is to like, grab him and then just...
You're pulling Jaeger off?
No, I'm
off.
Pulling the guy.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it's not
I'm
gonna
just
gonna. I want to cast. I want to cast shocking grasp on my fist.
Yeah.
And I hope I can.
Same damage, though, right?
Yeah, same damage. 19 plus 5.
I don't
think. I'm swinging at this guy.
Okay, so deals 1d8.
So number 1. So.
That's another.
No,
for
shocking grasp.
Oh, just using
there,
an actual.
6. Yeah, I cast Shock and Grasp on my fist.
What's his number?
Number 1. 6 lightning damage. Okay, just weak to that.
And when Ian gets here, if this fight is still going on, he's just like, your other friend just walks in the door and sees the fight.
No, so Jane, right after you do that, one of them go, ha, it's not worth it to be here. And they're gonna try to leave. And you can't do a reaction because it's your turn.
Me?
Yeah, no, so Dunrin, whatever. I can't say his name, dude. I'm literally dyslexic.
Is it a her?
No, it's a guy.
Oh,
Dunrin. It's the
leader dude?
I can't see his name right now, so I have to look
it's...
for him.
Just say last names, honestly.
That doesn't
Gardner
help.
Stone Fist.
No, the guy, the bartender.
The dude.
The dude.
Barkeep. It's the bartender.
But he's got a cool name.
Mr. Bartender.
Love bartender.
Oh, it is Dunrin. So Durnan's gonna come over with this huge sword, and he's just gonna point it at the bandits go out, and all of them are just gonna start scampering out. Jane, you can't take an opportunity attack because
I don't need to. My friends got it.
Yeah, so they're all gonna dip out, and as they're leaving,
you picked the wrong person to like dip out.
Doesn't matter.
No Yardra.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, so
maybe
right.
They're also going home. Maybe they want noodles.
So yeah. So, right after that, this guy, who's very aristocratic, he's got a big floppy hat. Big floppy hat. I need to find his... I'm sorry, I'm like, this is kind of rough right now. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, so one dude, he's got nice purple collar and floppy hat, walks up and he's just clapping. He goes, good job. Good job. And he's in the pat Jaden on the shoulder.
It's like, what good job?
You didn't love.
Oh, he punched
him with a shocking grasp. Dude. Yeah, so the figure who approached you strokes his mustache and adjusts his floppy hat and tightens his scarf. Bolo Femp, get arm. Chronicle, wizard, and celebrity, at your service. I trust you've noted the violence in our fair city these past 10 days. I haven't seen so much blood since my last visit to Beldo's Gate. Now I fear that I have misplaced my friend amid this odious malevolence. My friend's name is Flagmar? He's got more beauty than brains, and I worry that he took a bad way home a couple nights ago and was kidnapped, or worse. If you agree to track him down with all due haste, I can offer you 10 dragons apiece now, and I can give you each 10 times that when you find Flume. May I prevail upon you at an hour of need?
I'm cool.
Okay, you don't get
I'm not kidding. Like, what's the name of the person we gotta hunt down?
Flume Blagmar.
Ask
I don't have to write this down, right?
Blagmar?
I do. Blagmar. Blagmar.
What do they look like?
I'm not gonna write
I already told you that.
He's not gonna describe it again.
Okay.
Alright, whatever. I'm just
coat
gonna...
thing, touches mustache, floppy hat.
No, the name, that's the guy that came up to us.
Yeah. Oh, no, I described the guy too.
He said he was a wizard, correct?
No, the bull.
More looks than brains, I think he said.
I'll help him in general, but I'm also going to help him secretly because he's a wizard.
Ask for permission.
I want knowledge. Wizards have knowledge.
I'm going to say, alright, fine.
Ezra, so you guys are all going to walk up to him and agree?
I'll say, alright,
ask for payment first.
Oh, yeah, and he said he's going to give you 10 GP each.
I want to stick up my hand.
25 GP.
I'm
35 GP. You've got more gold. I'm sure you can write that on your.
Wait, did we get GP?
Yeah, you each. So he walks around with this big bag of gold and just starts handing you little packets of 10 gold points each. Well, pieces, actually.
So I'm at
20.
Sounds better to
I'm at 20 because the guard doesn't pay very well.
So what are the two people? I think they ever
get more money than I do.
His name's
I have
10.
I started with 10.
Low.
Sort of
awesome.
And there's any lady.
Oh, I think the lady that was just fighting those guys probably is something, you know?
Right, I'm gonna try the, track him.
Oh, yeah. Just gonna roll for
investigation. I roll for track.
Fine.
Let's at least find a place to search.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure you can roll for survival.
Still
he's not here.
I'm roll
for track. Alright, so let's set out.
He's Payne's talking to Yagra about leads right now. She goes, those stupid Xanathar gang, I'm sick of them. I'm pretty sure they probably have something
What's
to do
the
with
name
them.
Of the gang?
X-A-N.
I'm writing down gang, so what's the name?
Xanathar. X-A-N-A-D-H-A-R. I have that memorized.
Sick of spelling. You come now.
Xanathar. Just Xanathar. I don't want Also, Volo knows where you last saw him.
What?
Volo knows where you last saw him. Volo.
Volo.
Volo. Last name.
I want to go talk to Volo.
So, he's going to go, last time I saw him, he was in the Skewered Dragon, a dubious tavern between Ned Street and Billet Lane, Filet Lane, in the Dockwork. Points at map. Skewered Dragon.
Do I know anything on the Skewered Dragon?
I want to find a goblin friend.
I am a city guard.
You know the Dark Ward is known for having lots of violence and gangs, and you know the phrase, keep the blood off the streets. Keep the blood off the streets. Yeah. You're familiar with the phrase.
Don't take it. Leave that there so that you can
use it. Because my character's still drunk. I'm going to take a step forward.
Okay.
Take one.
No, he's not
going to
take me there. So
I know.
Bash his face in the table.
What did Mason respond to?
Snap your neck. Oh, sorry.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, he's not going.
I don't know how much you know about him, but I want to ask Bolothar what he looks like when, so I know him when I see him.
He's relatively tall. He's got blonde hair and a nice chin. No homo. No homo, though. I'm not gay, but if I was, it'd be for him.
Tier 10 waifu.
He's at least worth 35 waifu points.
On the waifu scale, I name.
I forgot his name. Y'all know his name.
Blackmire.
So, yeah, he knows last time he saw the skewer dragon at the dock. Yeah.
I thank him for his time.
Okay. You better come back with him, or else he'll be very upset. I'll give you money. 10 times as much, actually.
Oh, come back. So that's 100 gold.
Actually, alright, let's get going.
Yep. So, you guys just want to start walking down dark work?
Let's go to the.
I'm gonna follow Caleb.
Skewer dragon.
As you guys are traveling through Dunkirk, you find yourselves in a street that's been blocked off by the city watch. Lying on the cobblestones are a half dozen corpses, seemingly victims of some terrible skirmish. Watch officers have disarmed and arrested 3 blood-drenched humans with eye tattoos, and are amidst the questioning witnesses. One of the officers says to you, "Get on," he says. "Nothing to see here." The skirmish and a...
There.
You'd be wrong. Keep moving.
You're a city watch, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna see if I recognize any of them.
You would not recognize any of these people. You've been out of town for a while.
I want an insight.
Okay, roll for insight.
Alright. In the box!
That's 12.
I'm still drunk. So I'm gonna need some plus 2. So that's 14.
Wow, I got you.
So you make the connection.
I help you drag him.
You make the connection that obviously these gangs, like the 2 people that I attacked, have something to do with each other, and that they're kind of around this area, perhaps. What?
Are they part of the same group that attacked the?
That's what I just
Stonefist.
Said.
No, like, are they the people that attacked Stonefist? Are those
same people?
No.
Okay.
No, they would not be the same people.
Okay.
They have similar tattoos, but not the same.
Just like gets in a fight. Okay,
time. Not worth it.
Shanking time, boys.
So, as you guys are walking down the dock board, tall, densely packed tenants leave most of their neighborhood in shadow.
Why are you so dense, boy?
What are you guys doing?
He's like knocking the table.
He's on cocaine. Sit down, Ezra.
He's being dense.
Okay. I tried to stand, but I couldn't.
I'm not going to stop. Most of the streetlings have their glasses smashed and their candles stolen. The smells of salt and air, it's street lingering. Excrement and linger as you pass by rows of rundown buildings. And as you get down the corner of Zastro Street and Belay Lane, one nearby shop stands out from the rest of the others. It has a deep purple color, and its window hangs a stuffed beholder, which is like a big green monster with.
Yeah, I'm on.
Above the door hangs a sign whose elaborate letters spell out Old Zoblop's Shop. But the road goes further. There's one that stands out, but there's more, like, it's not, you guys know around the place best to be.
Is there any other street lights that are not smashed? I want to break one more and steal another.
That's illegal. he's lawful good.
You can't anyways, even if you tried.
Lawful doesn't mean like you follow.
You have
I want to smash
you. No.
I'm gonna report you in on the guards and get money.
Yeah.
You will be reporting.
I don't think they care. This is the ghetto area. They don't care.
It is illegal to steal things. You have to pay the value of the stolen goods and
the candles.
And pay. Oh, you get flogged as well.
What is flogged?
They have a lot of like whips, and they whip you with like 12 whips at a time over and over again.
Hey, you stole a candle?
Yeah.
Whipping.
Stealing.
They will punish you.
Okay, yeah, so you guys want to go into the shop?
Okay, so Mason's excuses because his sister is home alone.
Keep in mind, his sister is a senior who is about to graduate.
His sister is a senior.
Baking,
it's like... Yeah,
again.
Mason's not
coming. No.
Mason's
Family friendly.
Well, the thing is, like, anyway. So you guys want to go into the
female
store?
Dog.
You guys want to go into the store or no?
Yes. Yes. Somebody's going to have to drag me in.
I got it.
Say, okay, I'll meet you at the bar. Stripper. I'm going to decline and say, okay,
I'm sorry, you guys have, like, you have majority, but I'm not going to make seven people go into one location. We're going around.
Dang it.
A cloud of, so as you guys open the door, a cloud of lavender-scented purple smoke trails out of the shop door as you peer inside. I'm not, stop interrupting me. Every wall is painted purple, and every dusty knick-knack on the shelves is dyed a deep violet. A hairless gnome sitting across on the cross-legged on the counter wears plum-colored clothes. Its cheeks are decorated with nine purple face-painted eyes. The gnome lowers a pipe and exhales a cloud of lavender smoke before raising a hand. Hail and well met. Come browse the shelves of the most curious curiosity shop in the world. Not gonna pass the pipe to this guy's booth. It's his booth.
Alright, can I turn any magic items?
What, are you actually stupid? No, he sells trinkets.
I wanna search.
Like plastic, like little metal horses and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we
don't. It costs 5 GP each. Magic items no, because you have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people.
It's
I have a question. So.
It wouldn't be a snow globe, it'd be more like a glass ball filled with, like, various, like...
Would you have to sell this early on?
No, he does not. He doesn't buy anything from you guys.
So...
Also, are any of our characters, like, small?
He's also...
Is that guy still drunk?
Yes.
No, I'd say he's gotten less drunk by now. He's not poisoned, but he's still a little woozy, but he's
he's
not...
He's tipped.
It's been a while. The adrenaline woke him up. And the rest of you guys aren't drunk anymore because you all rolled pretty low. You were just starting.
I have a hangover.
So if I...
Yeah, I'm kind of upset.
I want to search the shelves to see if there's anything, like... Because I'm looking for, like... You said they're mechanical, right?
No, they're not, like... They're like metal horses. And they're all dyed in deep purple.
They're like toys.
There's something...
Stupid. I still want to search the shelves.
Just let you induce it. So you're in role for, like, investigation?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be perception, it's investigation.
6 plus investigation, so... 11.
Okay, so, you're looking around and you seem to... There's obviously something kind of messed up. Like, why is this guy have so many purple things, though? There's nothing bad about it, you're just worried. There's nothing wrong with him, you become slightly worried by the fact that he only likes purple things.
Can I ask him why he likes purple
things? Don't ask me stupid questions like that, he responds.
Can I ask him if he knows anything about one
black man? Okay, roll for persuasion. Yep.
18 plus 4, so 22.
He goes, well, I do recognize the description. He was around here early. Well, you described the guy to me first, so it makes more sense.
He is a living man.
Anyway, yeah. Blonde hair.
And blonde hair. So, yeah, I do recognize the description. He was here last night. Floon is a well-dressed fellow of similar appearance and bearing. This dude, I really don't know. They were jumped outside the shop by rough-looking men in black leather armor. I think there were probably 5 attackers, but none of them looked really familiar. One of them had a black tattoo of a winged snake on his neck.
Can I roll for insight on to see if I recognize that gang?
It's a black snake.
Yeah.
It's a plate. Okay. What would I roll
I'm
for?
I'm gonna continue.
You roll for insight.
I'm gonna be using intimidation a lot at like times that do not require. Like, you better give me my beer.
Plus 5.
So you are familiar with this gang symbol because it's a lot older. It's from a pretty much like a black market type network. It's not the same ones. You're more familiar with this one.
Do they have a name?
You do not know the name, but you are familiar with the symbol, like associated with crime symbols and stuff.
Dealt them before.
Yeah, you dealt them before.
I'm guessing that's all we needed.
You got a nearby area, that'd be the time for you to track your skills, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the tavern. I'll look to see if there's any clues.
I think January,
on the street.
Okay.
You said he was actually.
You wouldn't find anything.
Yeah, let's go to the tavern.
Okay. Yeah, sure. It costs 1d6. I'm gonna roll.
Costs
1d6. Okay, it costs 3 GP for us. So go up. It's got like tiny rocks and then you can shake it.
Yeah.
No homo.
No homo. They touched peas.
When you kiss in your homie goodnight and you don't say no homo, you about to get this.
About to end this man's whole career.
Wildlings. What? Wildlings. So we went to the, you know what, I don't think you ever gave us a gnome's name. We went to the gnome man's shop.
Zoblob.
Zoblob. Right. We went to Zoblob's shop, and then you said that,
I thought you just unplugged the extension cord.
Choke
you out.
We went to Zoblob's. He said he saw the guy we're looking for.
He went further down towards the steward dragon. Right.
Alright, so we have two locations. Is there a way you can
make the connection?
Yeah.
He was never at the Yawning Portal. He just, Volo met you at the Yawning Portal and talked to you about it. And now he's saying the last time you saw him was at the steward dragon. So upon further investigation, you found out he was also he saw at the double up shop.
Okay.
Going away from Steward Dragon.
So we at least know. Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Maybe I was wrong. I was. Yeah, no. So, you saw him something. You saw him near, like Zoblob is near, very close to the Skewer Dragon, but not at the Skewer Dragon. You guys want to go to the Skewer Dragon?
I'll go to the Skewer Dragon.
Yeah, yeah, so
I'm going.
Everybody else okay then? Thank you. Those are worth like 1 V-buck nowadays. So you guys walk into the Skewer Dragon. It faces an alley that runs between Net Street, Blade Lane, and the Dock Ward. Not far from the old Zoblob shop. The Skewer Dragon looks like a ruin. Both of its front-facing windows are smashed, and the ship's anchor is lodged into the roof. Through the windows, you can see a group of haggard patrons drinking from huge tankards.
I'll go
out.
Yeah,
let's not split up the party just
yet. Well, like, it's gonna be, we have 8, we have 7 people. I'm probably not, if I do split the party, you guys are not gonna be very far away. So, you guys walk in, and there's just a bunch of people who obviously aren't the richest. They're all sitting around the table. They've got huge tankers looking at them. They don't say anything, actually. They have nothing to say.
I tip my hat.
Okay.
Is there still a bartender there?
Yes, the bartender works at the bar. What do you know?
I want to go up to the bartender and say, hey, do you know anything about Flung Black Maw?
Roll for charisma. Persuasion.
Ooh, yeah, +4 times.
11.
Goes. About who?
Dang.
Describe him.
Oh yeah, he's tall. He's got a nice chin.
And blonde hair.
Blonde hair.
Well, I don't know anything. I didn't work yesterday. Maybe if you ask one of the patrons.
I go up to the nearest table and say, "Do you know anything about a guy with blonde hair and a nice chin and tall?"
To your tip.
Gotta say his name.
Why would they know his name?
Oh. Yeah, that's kind of.
Yeah, I do remember.
They could have overheard in the conversation.
This guy in a floppy hat and this guy with a nice chin. We're both drinking a couple nights back. They played a few games of Three Dragon Ante before the guy with the hat left. Then 5 men came in and helped, and he said help, air quotes, Floon leave, or whatever his name is. But he did leave with another guy.
they both kind of left at the same time, along with the five guys behind them.
Can I ask...
what the guy that left with him
was like? Well, chip off the block, that old one. Just, he just looks like another spoiled rich noble who likes to rub our noses in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll ask, do you know which direction?
I'm in the bar. The door's there. I didn't really see what direction they changed. It's not my business.
Alright. Ezra drunkenly asks, do you have any shrooms?
No.
I turn to the party and say, this might be a bit difficult, but I'll see if I can find them.
Alright, so now we gotta find a rich noble.
Are you trying to die?
Yeah, did you hear anything about that? What connections are you making
find
right
him.
Well, he was taken out by a rich noble.
Him and a rich noble were followed out by five guys. Also, if you write that, then you're gonna have a rough campaign.
Can I try to track the guy with him?
You do it out the street.
Yeah, I meant.
Okay.
At least you got somebody with a tracking ability.
Okay, roll. So, Caleb, you're gonna walk outside and decide to look around. Roll.
Plus, I think it's four.
It's five.
Five.
Okay, so, Caleb, you're gonna look around and you're just gonna see, like, just kind of signs of struggle down one of the alleyways. It's like barrels are tipped over compared to everything else, and obviously something went on down there. It's like, you know, as Candle Lane. Gloom envelops a narrow alley, as dark as a dungeon, and as odorous as one too. Nearly all the street lamps have been smashed, and only one light that pierces the darkness is a faint flickering down the lane, like a distant candle. Right. You guys are just gonna follow him, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm
going down the
alley. I want to roll investigation to see if I can find it.
I'm going first.
He knows it's further down the hallway.
Wait, yo, boys,
I'm going down the alley.
I want to roll for perception to find
anything. He just okay, roll.
Roll.
The barrels are filled with nothing. You just open them and it's so dark you can't see anything inside. Your party looks at you weird. Why are you looting? You're literally lawful good.
You reach your arm and you get bit by a dog.
I suck up the sewer water. It's in the trash. It's free.
Well, that's
right. I'll continue.
That's
on.
A one or seven. By
that's
way.
A natural that's a... one.
You shall be shamed.
That's the second natural one I've rolled.
I thought it was a seven last time.
I'll continue all the
okay.
I'll follow.
So as you walk down, you find a doorway with this that symbol, snake in
the
rod. Yeah. So.
I see. This looks like the place.
How do we want to play this?
Okay. I'm guessing the door. I'm gonna try the.
It's a trap.
Literally just a door. So, Kale, you're gonna press your hands and just shake the doorknob. It's obviously locked, but.
I want to.
Yeah, roll for strength.
Okay. There goes Stone.
Okay,
You could have asked if anyone had a lock.
You push your teammates to the side. The door kick. And.
No.
We have a lock. FBI, open up.
With a lock.
Hey, I'm a strong boy.
We have a person with a lock pick.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll kick it down.
No,
we have a person.
I'm a strong boy over here.
No. With our sensibility to the wind,
Caleb. If one doesn't find out who's kicked the door.
Caleb, with our sensibility to the wind, where are you?
I'm a ranger. I shoot things and I crack them.
Let's have the wizard try to kick it down.
Yes.
Caleb, when you wanted the door, you could have asked. I could have frosted the door and broke the lock like that.
I could kick it down.
But now, wizard time. Since someone just practically body slammed the door and killed the ineffective manner, why don't we just wait to see if they come and investigate and kick the door?
Jaden.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Jaden.
I want
the door again.
But,
I don't want to walk all the way around. I am going to grab.
You're right. So, What do you guys do? You
grab a sack.
You gonna kick at the door again?
I figured again.
I want to.
Okay. No, it logs. I
got 12.
Okay, so.
I got 11.
Well, you're gonna rear up, kick the door, and it's gonna crack open, but, like, not all the way. There's some bars that are blocking the doorway. Probably need another good kick.
I'll kick it!
And roll for strength.
Let's
okay,
wait,
I need my dice.
Alright, guys, we're going around the
table. Yo.
The table's very obviously split, dice. 2 to 4, where four of them just want to murder.
Eight, and then I got...
So five. You kick the door, your foot just goes through the door hole and it comes back out.
Oops, guys, I'm sorry. Alright, who wants to kick
it? I want to kick it again.
No,
all
that.
I'll
kick it.
I vote we have a soldier guy kick it.
I'm a paladin.
Yeah, you have no soldier. You have literally 1, 2, 3, 4 spellcasters.
Not me. I'm also a
two
type of
many wizards.
I intentionally think I'm a bang type, hoping the door will break.
Can I just get a... No, I get a... It's not on that one, but I get a 1.
So you roll to a... So you're gonna kick the door, and you, this time, I don't know how, but you just knocked the bar out.
Aww.
You spent 5 turns just kicking the door, and none of you got through it.
I was gonna be the smart one, just
set
the door in
place. So as you kick it, the bar goes out. The door,
my foot
the
got
door just
through, okay?
Slowly opens.
I
kick
huh,
the door.
I didn't expect this.
Yeah, roll for
I say, huh, I didn't expect that to work. I'm not gonna
I'm not even gonna let you kick it. You don't do anything. You just go.
You kick your own foot.
You know, you do that thing how you flex your muscles really quick to like psych someone out. You do that at the door.
What you think you're better than me?
Okay, so as you guys enter, tables and chairs have been carelessly tossed across the floor. Dozens of corpses of men lying along the walls. There's rapiers and daggers lying nearby. No. On the north side of the area, stairs rise to the next level of the
Do they have any tattoos?
Who?
The dead bodies.
The dead bodies.
Oh, okay.
Can I look?
Can I investigate one of those bodies?
Let him finish talking.
Let's loot the bodies.
You're literally not going to let me talk. Lyle, roll for investigation, and you don't get anything. Right?
I got a 11.
Yeah, so you see that a few of them still have, two or three of them have more of those
circle-shaped tattoos.
Yeah.
Can I take one of the daggers?
No.
Dang. Can I take a rapier?
No.
I have a rapier.
I'm not letting you guys pick
can
up
I
a
look for a blonde black bar in the corpses?
Can you...
Can I
see? Just roll for investigation. And, in that case...
I mean, if he's dead, that's a problem.
Okay, what's your passive perception? Okay. So, first roll for investigation. That's why you roll into
the
box.
Big as mom.
That's why you roll into the fillet box.
I got 8.
Okay, so, you're looking at the bodies, you're shaking them. Give me
no,
answers,
wait,
you
five. Say. 5, I got a 5.
You're shaking the bodies. Give me answers, you say. And right as you say that, you just feel a dagger, like, hit your skull, but it just bounces off, and you're like a squaw! So you
water.
Guys,
I look to see who it is. And
yeah, no, you'll roll for it.
Dang it. Eat me a water.
So you guys all look back. You guys all like.
I mean, you're sitting
over.
There. So.
And these four birds with thanks. Daggers and no, not daggers, swords and like swords and leather armor. They're like kind of like crows, but human size. And one stabbed, and the rest of them are looking around. They only communicate.
Animal handling.
Make a reaction
I have best
animal. I can't
like,
speak
can I
pro, so.
Like,
no,
reaction.
No, you can't speak pro.
Alex.
Everybody, actually, no, there's gonna be more than 4 because you guys have 6 people. 5.
Alright, so, can I roll for animal handling?
What? What are you doing to roll with animal handling? Also, roll for initiative.
To stop one of them from attacking.
Can I turn around and pull out my rapier?
So you guys are all on the other side of the world.
Oh,
right.
I got 3 you do that by default.
I want to roll comprehend language.
That is literally the third one.
You just chill. Okay, so Peyton, you're on the other side of the room, right? And Jaden, you're maybe a bit closer. This
I'm,
one
I'm
was
I'm
behind
also
you.
Going to
you just have, you guys
initiative.
Roll for initiative.
Hey, I got an 8.
Yeah, you got 2 initiative. I got 3, so I'm above
and
you.
So this guy can't stand. I don't know how what you're expecting, dude.
I rolled.
Just use the helmet as the character. Don't care.
I got 14.
As well as literally just the helmet.
I'm the helmet boy.
Okay, so I rolled my third nat one. No, fourth, and I'm not having a good time.
Use the box, dude. Just use the box.
Okay, watch this.
Time for Ezra to roll for the initiative.
Got a four.
Roll again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one you just dip.
Look, I'm going to roll. It'll be like 12.
Time to roll for initiative.
Everybody keep track of them.
Okay, so I think I got roll a nine. Mine. Got a
Can
nine, but
I'm minus one, so I'm an eight.
No, 9 minus 1
is
8.
Can I cast Comprehend Language to see?
Not your turn.
I was going 10. I feel like having an active language.
No.
Is this
these,
a 6
okay.
or a
these
9?
These birds, when they do speak, they're constantly, like, when they want to make a sentence,
I assume that's
they change, like, they only say the things they've heard from other people. So, like, bird, not those parakeets.
Okay.
Parrots?
They kind of speak like parrots that you repeat in the same tone and accent as voices they've heard.
Okay.
Okay, I've got initiatives.
So they're pretty much just going to mock us. 19, 15,
13. I got 19, 15, 13, 11 for my initiatives.
I got
2.
That
sucks.
I got 9.
I got an 8.
I got
8.
I got
14,
so.
We got 1. You literally have 1. Oh.
One of the coolest,
no, he has to visit with his,
All around me are familiar faces.
No places.
One, two, three, four, five, six. I added 2 more because you guys have 6 people. So that's 1 per person. And their CR rating is like 1. So. Okay.
Okay.
So you guys running? I've got initiatives of. Oh, never mind. I had to reroll for initiative because I had more guys. I've got 20, 20, 10, 5, 4, 3. 5, 4, 3.
Okay, so
I have 2 20s. So
I go 3.
9.
Yeah, I'm
8.
I'm going to give them numbers. They're medium sized. You won't find a lot of small people in Waterdeep because you die. Dude,
like
literally, you guys were
somewhere.
Talking to you were talking to a small gnome earlier.
Yeah, it's supposed to be goblins right there.
No, those are people in Goblin.
Oh. Oh, shoot.
Well, I don't have civilized goblins, so.
So what can I do now? Waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting for me to grab all these retarded papers I printed out. Not printed. So can regular goblins. He's just
I can speak goblin.
Okay,
we're
fighting bird people. Why are you telling us? That's like you know when you're reading a book and it's fun fact? Fun fact, Adolf Hitler didn't kill people, it's the Nazis. Like, it's like a science book about like plants or something. That's what you sound like right now. Okay, so number one. He's gonna go, and try to stab whoever this guy is.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's me.
I rolled a 19.
Oh, dang.
Ouch.
No, it doesn't. And you take 3 damage.
Impressive.
Oh, dang.
Oh, no, I rolled a 19 plus 3, so actually I rolled a 23. But, I mean, 22. Yeah.
Good question.
I have 16 AC.
That's
you, Alex,
right
this
now.
Is why
it
I
doesn't
to
say
buy
it.
Split armor.
Max health right now is 10. You have a minute.
Wait,
to
what's
fight
your AC
right
now? Really
good. Okay, so
I'm
still at 10.
So why would it change if you got an 18 AC? I still rolled a 22. It wouldn't change anything.
I'm just saying, if you roll a little bit less than the high.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Doesn't matter. So, yeah, you're gonna take 3 damage.
Oh,
dang,
I'm down to 9
health.
Cool. And then,
I started at 7 health. You're still at 1 health.
It's number 6's turn.
I start at 6.
That's impressive.
10. So number 6 is gonna
armor.
Walk.
Where did
through.
They come from?
They were hiding behind tables and barrels and stuff. You guys checked the bodies around the wall. You never actually checked the barrels and stuff. That was just like tables that were sideways.
So I perception the room.
No, you can't just be like mega mind and just absorb knowledge. No, you have to describe what area you're searching. So he's gonna back up.
No,
and he's gonna 11, pull out
okay,
a short
so
bow and try to take a
eight,
shot.
11 minus 3 is 8.
Okay,
sir,
no. Yeah, he's
sir, you fail kindergarten.
I like him though. No, so he's gonna take a shot at Jaden with a short bow.
Right.
I rolled a 14.
Big glass is 11.
Hit you. feel one move.
Oh god.
Yeah, you take 9 damage.
I died.
You go unconscious.
Alright.
That sucks.
This is all fun.
So I don't have health.
He's gonna run, he's gonna pull up the bow, hit you. You square in the back, your head hits the floor, and now I've got initiative 10, 4, 10, 5, 4.
You know what sucks? That was right after the guy that shot me.
Yeah.
So, Ezra has a no.
Rolling for death save, boy.
No, you don't. Oh, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Roll life or death save.
I missed the box.
Okay,
I rolled 18, though.
So that's one life save. Also, Jane, you don't erase your life and death saves when you gain consciousness again. It's just only when you... you have to complete, like, a long rest before your life saves. Yeah. So, like, if you have 2 death saves and then you go unconscious again...
But if you have 2...
Yeah, but yeah, it worked the same way.
You can have 2 life saves.
You can have 2 life saves and then someone res you.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Oh, there's a warning. Heads up, the maximum recording is 60 minutes, so it ends in 4 minutes. So we just stop it now, like it's really a count on the second podcast?
Yeah.
That was crap rape.
Alright, guys, so we are getting assed up.
Yep, I knocked Jane out and he has this in his phone, so if I kill him, that means no more podcasts.
That's true, actually.
Bye.